It's 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bill Blankenship Show on 100.1 KYFM. Listen to the head coach of the Owosso Football Rams every Wednesday on KYFM. Let's go live to Owosso at beautiful Hideaway Pizza for the program with Coach Bill Blankenship and voice of the Owosso Rams, Steve Mowry.
...29th East Avenue and 96th Street North for the Owosso Rams Coaches Show. Bill Blankenship back with us this evening as we had Coach Klink and Coach Simmons, who did a great job last week for us as well. Want to thank the crew here at Hideaway Pizza for doing an outstanding job. Ashley Boyd and the rest of her group here, appreciate them letting us come in here. And a lot of people enjoying pizza on this very rainy day outside. And Coach, getting into that, had to move into the indoor practice facility today.
We did. We're very thankful to have an opportunity to practice inside. I was really proud. Our guys showed some maturity and handled it well because, you know, we certainly don't have the facility to have the whole practice, but we divide up into offense and defensive groups and spend about an hour in there each. And I thought there was really good focus. I think we actually got some really good things accomplished.
Coach, let's talk about last week's game, that big, exciting game between number one and number two. The Rams travel down to Union. They lose 44-41 in double overtime.
Right.
But first of all, just talk about what an exciting atmosphere, the buildup, the fans, over 13,000 people there in attendance. But what an opportunity. I know you've been through it before, an exciting opportunity for these kids to be involved in such a big game.
I was so pleased. I thought our guys handled it so well. You know, there's not very many times you get into a situation where you get a regular season, number one versus number two. Had all of the hype that it had. It had the live TV, the sold-out crowd. They're turning people away at the gate. And the game lived up to it.
Yeah.
And that's the part that doesn't always happen. I mean, you get a lot of hype, but it doesn't always live up to it. And our guys just stood in there, and I thought we had a slugfest with them. You know, certainly had opportunities to get ahead and then take the lead and then fought from behind, made an incredible drive to end the regular season, to go in a regular session, and then go into double overtime. And the guys just fought hard, and it was an awesome, very respectful game for each side, and I just thought both teams played exceptionally well.
Well, and it started off with a bang on the first play that Union has from scrimmage, where they come out and try to throw a pass down, and one of our guests here in a little bit is going to join us, but Hayden Spriggs does a great job on the coverage early on. You pick up what was a loose ball. People thought it was on the ground, loose ball. Rams come up with the first turnover of the game, come down, and you end up scoring on the first drive of the game.
And that was just, the precursor to the excitement for the whole night. You know, Hayden did exactly what he's supposed to do. He stayed with his man, and then when the ball went up, he got his arm up between the guy's hands, and so he couldn't bring it in completely. The ball lays there on their back, and Wayne Jones has the awareness to see the ball, has it touch the ground, grabs it, takes it back up the field. An incredible turnover for us, gave us some momentum. Took us a few plays, but then we get a big-time shot to Sam Thompson in the back of the end zone for the first score of the night. A lot of momentum and a lot of confidence that came through with the Rams at that time.
Well, and Will Keeney did an outstanding job on the night. He was 22 of 38 on the evening. A little bit lower in his percentage, but you're playing a much better secondary than probably what you've seen the first few games. And he ends up throwing for over 223 yards, three touchdown passes, and runs one for himself.
Yeah.
He's really done an outstanding job for you in the quarterback position.
Will continues to improve and really become efficient. You know, the thing I liked and what people don't sometimes realize is two or three times he threw the ball away into a safe area on the field instead of taking a sack or throwing it into jeopardy. And sometimes those are the best throws he makes on the night. I mean, he's really good, but to make good decisions is as important as being able to throw the ball well.
And Bryce Cabrera, once again, you know, he's your leading receiver out of the backfield the other night. And we talk about the one play that he had where He comes out of the backfield, gets over the middle, makes a reception, takes a shot, and pivots on his left hand and continues in the end zone.
Oh, he'll love that for his highlight film for a long, long time. He'll want to show his grandkids that. But he did. He took a big hit from Patrick Fields, puts a hand down just like you would look in a drill tape, keeps the ball high and tight, pivots around on that, and then was able to get in the end zone. And, again, huge momentum for us because that was finishing a long, I think, about an 85-yard drive.
And a good job again. You know, I want to talk back up just a little bit again, talk about your offensive line up front who – on paper, it was a physical mismatch, and you've got a D1 player on Union's defensive line. Your offensive line did an outstanding job, not only in run blocking, but also in pass protection.
Yes, they did, and I love the group that Coach Morsi has put together. They're developing that chemistry that you want from offensive linemen, where those five really work well together. They had their hands full. That's a very physical defense from the Union Redskins, but we really, I think, did a very good job of mixing it up. They protected well. We're able to block enough to give us some yardage. And, probably regret that I didn't, try to pound it a little more with those guys.
We have that 13-6 lead, and then the big play in the second quarter, 10:29 to go left in the second. The Union's coming out on their offensive drive, and on the little quick throw out, Spriggs is able to break in underneath and pick it off for a touchdown. Another big moment for you in this ball game.
He read the slant perfectly. We had a coverage that Coach Klink had called that they gave him some help over the top, and Hayden has enough savvy to know now with the help over the top he can jump the route and not just jumps it, picks it, pick six, get in the end zone, go celebrate. A lot of momentum, a lot of juice on that sideline now because of that big play.
Well, and it's against a couple of the most talented receivers that the Rams may face this year. C.J. Moore was out there, but your secondary was outstanding. Spriggs, Deuce Mayberry on the other side did a good job. Wayne Jones, Proctor, Dawson. I mean, your secondary really rose up to the occasion.
They did. They certainly. And you have to give credit for Union made some plays, but our guys made plays. And to me, when you get into that kind of a game, it's going to be very difficult for one team to dominate. And I think, when you really get that what I like to call the championship level, slugfest, you're just going to have guys make plays and the other ones have to make plays. And so, we've talked about Hayden, we've talked about, Wayne. All those guys in the secondary have played very, very well, but that was a big test for us.
Union comes back with a couple of touchdowns before halftime, and you go into the locker room at a 20-20 tie.
It's like we hadn't even played.
Exactly, but it sure felt like it.
Yeah.
A lot of energy. What was the locker room mood like, and what was your message to your ball club at this point of the game?
I think it was a confident, but also an opportunity where our guys knew that we had missed a couple of opportunities. They had a 20-6 lead, and then let them make some plays, and they got some plays on us, but they'd actually scored on a kind of a trick play. They'd gotten a couple of things like that early on, and I think that in a strange way kind of gave us more confidence because we felt like that at least early in the game they weren't driving the ball on us. They had to find a way to get it down there, and I think Coach Klink and the staff really did a good job of adjusting to what we were seeing and trying to find ways to manage covering all their playmakers and still get people in the box to stop the run game.
And your kids, they just did not seem to be intimidated at all in this game. You mentioned it, just a really nice, quiet confidence, very focused, because, so many distractions, that can take kids out of the game plan. But
it was absolutely the thing that I was most pleased with, because what I think, if we're going to really take our program to that next level, we've got to learn to play at that level. And I don't think our guys missed a beat. They went into that game belonging, believing they belong, left that game knowing they belong, and looking forward to the next opportunity we get to not just play Union, but the next big game like that, because I think our guys responded so well.
Quickly, just looking over the second half, the Rams come out and you get the big play from Keenan Jones on the 95-yard fumble return for a touchdown. And then it's kind of back and forth for a while. Rams had a little bit of trouble moving the football. But again, at the end of the game, you needed a touchdown, and the Rams were able to put together a nice drive to finish regulation.
It was really a strange third quarter if you think about it, and it was pointed out this morning. I think the Union had the ball 36 plays, and we had it like six.
Yeah.
And part of that was they had driven down and they were knocking on the door to score when the ball goes on the ground. Keelan picks it up. We get a touchdown out of that. They get the ball back and then take it again on a long drive. And so they had the ball most of the third quarter. But for the score to wind up like it was, and then we're, you know, they tie it back or at least get the lead and then score late, you know, and we, I don't remember what we had, but a couple of minutes or so that we had to drive the ball. And our offense really was very methodical, had some big plays in it, and then Will winds up scrambling a little bit and finding Bryce breaking loose and gets the big play to get down close, hits Sam out in the flat. Sam's almost going to score, get down to about the two. We wind up putting it in on a throw to Tyrese. I mean, what an exciting finish to regulation. It was amazing.
And then you go into the overtime, the teams trade touchdowns in that first overtime, and then in the second overtime, the Rams almost able to get into the end zone. A couple of opportunities. Yeah. I mean, I know everybody will focus on the bobbled snap, but a couple of other opportunities.
Oh, we're so close.
Before that. Yeah.
So close. We hit the actually throw the ball into the corner, and Tyrese has got his feet in the end zone, but he's having to reach back. And, you know, and I think it was fairly marked. I mean, ball's going to be on about the 1 yard line there. And so we've got it with fourth down and have a play that we feel confident in. And of all things, you know, we get a bobbled snap and we don't handle it well. Our defense steps up and could have folded the tent, but actually rose up and played really well and forced them to kick a long field goal, you know, to go for the win. But, boy, couldn't be prouder.
Yeah, it was a great ball game.
I would have enjoyed it more if we
went,
but I couldn't be any prouder
but
without
so
our guys
much, so much exciting. And if, like I said on the air that night, if you're a fan of high school football, you just had to like this football game.
Absolutely.
Well, we do have a special guest with us here tonight. We're going to take our first time out, and when we come back, we'll introduce him to you here on the Owosso Rams Coaches Show with Bill Blankenship.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Alyssa Janae posted, hashtag garlic knots, hashtag sandwich, hashtag I'm a fatty, hashtag extra gym time tomorrow. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Kevin from the Sunrise Show here on the station, and if you like the best positive music in the country, you're going to love Sunrise.
Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Oh, I need you. God, I need you now.
That's Sunrise, brought to you by First Baptist Church, Voice of the Martyrs, Phillips 66, and by Highland Park Baptist Church, Sunday morning, 7 to 9 on 100.1 KYFM.
It's been a cloudy, rainy day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We're looking for a good chance of areas of rain and showers gradually ending tonight. Lows by morning down to 65. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny. Afternoon high temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Light winds. Next round of thunderstorms will be late Friday night. From News on 6, I'm meteorologist Travis Meyer.
And welcome back here from Hideaway Pizza in Owosso. People rustling and bustling around here, bringing out pizza. Hope they're getting mine ready.
I'm telling you, that pizza looks good.
Oh, boy. I can't believe really these people would eat in front of us. I hope they're having a good time.
I just ordered my pepperoni palooza. I'm telling you, if you like pepperoni pizza, the way they pile it on here is unbelievable. It's really good. Of course, I had to give up on my – I've got the Boz, the Hurricane – all of those are my favorite, and then if you want to go with the little meatball action,
right,
Cimarron,
right.
really good. Now,
throw a salad in there or anything?
Well, Angie does. She'll do the salads. Now, our coaches love the big country because that's just all the meat. You just throw it all on there. It's really good. So, anyway, I know we're talking to Spriggs, but I got off on the pizza.
We better hurry because I'm going to have to eat here. So, anyway, welcome back to the Coach's Show. And we're joined here with Owosso starting cornerback, Hayden Spriggs. Hayden, welcome to the show. And I want to ask you a couple of questions about the game the other night. I know it's disappointing losing, but, man, as I was talking to Coach Blankenship, what an exciting atmosphere to be able to walk you out in that type of setting and play a quality ball club like Union. Had to be fun for you.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. Just fun, really, anywhere. It didn't have to be a great atmosphere, but just playing the game of football in general is just always fun.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you, obviously, we mentioned in that first half, you had that pick six read all the way. Just walk us through that and kind of tell us what that was like for you. What did you see? How did you know to break? Just take us through that play.
Well, Coach called the coverage that I play a man under technique where we have two safeties deep. So I knew I could take away any quick routes, like such as slant, which he ran. So I saw him break inside, and I knew immediately he's running a slant. So I made sure to sprint to his upfield shoulder and look back for the ball. And while I saw the ball, so I undercut the receiver and just took it to the house.
When you got Wayne Jones over the top, it allows you to do a little bit more like that, doesn't it? So a little more confidence. So we were talking about at the end of the game. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, the defense was on the field so long in that second half. Were guys getting tired? Were you just living in the moment? Or what was going on out there in the huddle?
Yeah, a couple guys were getting tired. I mean, Kropp, he was cramping a little bit. He was having a hard time getting around, but it was getting pretty tough at the end. But we're just trying to persevere and, you know, trying to get a stop.
And you know, you get to come out and do this. You got Deuce Mayberry on the other side. You guys look like from the first game that you've played to where we are now. Because quite honestly, corners were a little bit of a question mark coming into this year, but you've answered that emphatically. How do you feel like you've grown? I mean, do you feel more confident now than you did game one, or just about your progress to here at the midpoint mark?
Yeah, I feel a lot more confident now, especially after playing Union, playing one of the hardest teams we're going to have to face all year. But I have to say that I credit all my improvement on the coaching staff. Coach Washington and Coach Walker have both done a great deal to help me out on the playing field.
And give us an example of what that's like. Jacquez Washington, a former Owosso Ram himself, he wasn't too bad, went on to Iowa State and played some Canadian football. And then Coach Walker, he's got some experience as well. What's it like playing for them?
Oh, it's great. They know what they're talking about. And always, whenever Coach Walker's talking about his NFL stories, I always love to listen because they're usually something funny or something to learn about. And he's got a lot of stories that he loves to tell, but also he's very knowledgeable about the game because he's played for so long, and Coach Washington as well. And I've probably learned more in this season than I have the rest of my years playing.
Yeah. Well, and you throw Coach Klink in the mix. He's so calm and reserved. You probably can't get excited.
A lot like Hayden. This is the most serious I've seen him. So I'm kind of fired up to see this part of it.
Yeah. Coach Klink's the ball energy. He's fun. It's not really fun when he's yelling at you, but he's fun to be around. It's kind of funny whenever he's yelling at Kropp, though.
Yeah. Well, but you know when he's yelling at you, he's just trying to make you better.
Yeah,
and you understand that
because
he
wants
to win too. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna throw a little bit of a fastball at you here. I usually ask Coach Blankenship, but you know, you finish up the front half of the season with some pretty strong competition, and comparatively maybe the second half's not quite as strong. You got a game against Putnam City North here Friday night. You've come off that big win or big game against Union. How do you refocus and get ready for a team this week? I mean, you know, you don't want to think that, hey, it's just Putnam City North. We got to go out and play. How does your team stay focused for that?
We got to focus on our end goal mainly and focus on pedaling downhill, as Coach Blankenship likes to say. But we just got to make sure we're improving with everything we do. We're getting better as a team. So whenever we get into the playoffs and deep in the playoffs, that it won't be the same team that played week five. It'll be a new and improved team.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things he also talks about is not so much focusing on what they do, but what you do, and you guys improving week to week. So give me a little bit of an idea, let's say, post-high school. What kind of plans do you have after high school, or you got any letters coming in? I know you don't want to go into vet medicine or anything like that with Saho here in Owosso. Dr. Spriggs, take care of all your pets.
Well, I have one college that's looking into me recently, especially after the Union game. I've had a coach of a small college hit me up. But before that, I was planning on just attending OU and just being a student.
And do you have a major or anything selected
yet? Either electrical engineering or mechanical engineering.
Well, man, smart kid. Great job the other night, though. And, we talk about the excitement. I can tell you, when you picked off that pass and ran in, I guess when I stood up, I threw my chair back to the wall in the press box, so I got a sideline warning from the field when I did that. But I just want you to know that me and about 8,000 other people are really behind you guys this year and very proud of you, not only for what you are on the field, but off the field as
Absolutely.
Well. And we appreciate having you here on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Hayden Spriggs, starting senior corner for the Owosso Rams. We're going to take our final timeout, come back, look at next week as the Rams get ready to host Putnam City North.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
El Gran Megatron posted, about to kill it. Hashtag, it's about to go down. Hashtag, party like it's my birthday. Hashtag, lunchtime. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag, seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
KYFM 100.1 FM is the voice of Owosso High School Rams, and now you can hear Owosso news every weekday on KYFM. Be sure to listen weekday mornings at 9:30 and 5:10 on your way home from work as we focus our news coverage on Owosso. Items in the news affect your life on a daily basis, and we give you a daily update. Owosso Rams Sports, and now Owosso News coverage, plus news from your community on the station that plays your favorite music, Bright Star 100.1 FM, KYFM.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Owosso Rams Coaches Show. Bill Blankenship, as we get ready to wrap up here at Hideaway Pizza. Great crowd on hand here tonight. Great night to come out with all the rain and stuff that's going on. Come in and get a bite to eat. And Coach Hayden Spriggs, pretty sharp, you know. Not one of those football guys you expect to come in and you usually think you're going to get a and duh. But he had the answers to all the questions we had for him tonight, and appears any reflection of the rest of the team focused for Friday night's game.
Well, let me tell you, the thing I love about Hayden, and he is an example of a whole bunch of our players, but Hayden loves to play this game. He really enjoys the process, and not everybody does, but this guy has fun, but he plays with an intensity and a focus. When he described the way he broke on the ball, he was giving you coaching points that he had been taught. He's smart, he picks up that stuff, and it's helping him play at a high level.
Well, and the other thing, too, to hear him talk about how much he's learned just this year with all of his previous coaching and playing experience. I mean, that's got to be exciting for you, too, not just him, but your ball club.
I'm really pleased with the coaching staff we've been able to put together, and we've kind of married some of the guys that were here with a bunch of new ones that came in. And, you know, he speaks specifically about Jaquez Washington and Darnell Walker, those guys coaching the secondary, and I'm telling you, to have guys that have played in the Big 12 and the NFL and have their ability to coach and to lead our guys, that's huge.
Yes.
And I think they bring credibility, but they're also really good instructors. And I think these players are buying into it.
Well, coming up Friday night, Putnam City North will be coming to town, a team that has struggled a bit in the last couple of years. You brought out in the coaches' show or the coaches' breakfast this morning at 7 a.m. at Trails End Barbecue every Wednesday for anybody that wants to join us is welcome for that. But, you know, Putnam City North, for folks that don't remember, they were a ball club at one time that were one of the powers over on the west side. Sam Bradford and Coach
That's
Little
exactly
and
right.
some of those guys haven't had the success lately, coming in at 1-4, 0-2 in district play, and that's kind of why I threw up the question to Hayden.
Exactly.
They lost last week. Putnam City North did to Moore, 48-17, and, you know, the last year the Rams went over there, didn't really have any trouble with them, winning 43-0. It was a shutout, and I happened to find out four interceptions in that ball game last year, one by Jake Ensbrenner, one by Anthony Laverafon, and then a couple of guys, Keenan Jones and Wayne Jones.
Is that
the,
right?
The law firm of Jones and Jones had two interceptions.
I didn't look back at last year. That's good to know. Maybe they'll get excited about
some
that.
Some excitement, yeah. You know, coming back home.
Right.
But again, I think the point is probably a ball club that the Rams should win this game going into. But again, the emotion of a Union game and then transitioning here to Putnam City North, there's a little bit of a danger there.
There is. I do think just as Hayden mentioned when he's talking to you, I think our guys are tuned in. They're listening, but there's still a human nature that, you know, wants to let down, wants to let up. Things have been going well. It's a big game. This one shouldn't be the same kind of game. But I'm telling you, at 6A1, every team you play has the ability to either beat you or embarrass you. And so that's the thing we have to understand is we've got to take care of our process of trying to be the team we want to be when we get to playoff time. And we've got to win. This is a big homecoming deal. It's fun. You get people at this game that we don't see maybe all the rest of the games of the year. And I want them to see our best. I want our guys to really represent well and get out there and play very well for their homecoming. That's one of those that you'll always remember.
Yeah.
And so you hopefully we'll play a good, solid, fundamental game that we'll be proud of.
Coach, just give us your grades at this point of the season as we get ready to wrap up. But you've been through what we call the buzzsaw schedule.
Yeah.
You've had Jinx. You've had Broken Arrow. Mustang was a good team. And Union, second half of the season, maybe not quite as tough comparatively, but where would you measure your ball club from game one through the progression of five games so far?
I think, you know, if I could put it in grade terms, I would say at the midterm, you know, I'd give our guys an A. I think we're on track. But by the same token, what they have to understand is if we finish, if the semester finished right now, I'd have to give them an incomplete. There is no grade yet. We haven't finished. But to this point, I believe we've played well, we've earned, we've prepared, and we're playing with a lot more confidence than when we started the season. So I think we're in a good position, but we need to understand what it is about finishing. And to do that, you got to continue to work hard and be the team. As Hayden said, we don't want to be the team we were in week five. We've got to be an improving ball club as we head towards the playoffs.
A lot of fun last Friday.
Boy,
should be a
it?
Lot of fun
yeah.
this Friday, too. It's the buzz around,
you know,
the community.
That crowd that we're getting up in our stands, I mean, I would like to think we may have had as many or more than that were wearing the Union colors, and they were loud.
Yes.
They were making a difference during that game, and I hope we'll see that same group again.
They're not a country club crowd right now. I mean, they're coming out and winning is a lot of fun,
well,
but even that ball game,
it's
a blast. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate
awesome.
It, and best of luck Friday night.
Thanks, Steve.
Here at Hideaway Pizza in Owosso, the Owosso Rams Coaches Show, Bill Blankenship giving us some insight tonight. I want to thank our special guest, Hayden Spriggs, for being here as well. Be sure and catch the Rams. It is homecoming this Friday, and homecoming is at home. If that's your first question on some of these, it'll be at 7:30, but come out and enjoy Ram Alley and some of the early festivities before the game. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you don't want to miss out on this great season the Rams got going on so far. Thank you for being with us. I'm Steve Mowry. We'll talk to you next week right here from Hideaway Pizza.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KYFM.